All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday Morning Recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Got something from a listener here that looks like a jersey, and I feel like we might have to open this on air here. This is Rob McGee, who sent this in from Roanoke, Virginia. will not read your address.
Do you
live
think
on air.
He's related to Tits McGee?
Could be.
Remember
could
her?
Be. Yeah, from I remember Tits McGee. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan of her work.
Yeah. Is it Nico?
Not sure. Here, I'm going to open it up live. It is a Tennessee jersey.
Oh, that might be something racist.
Oh, no.
Fuck off, dude. This is dope. Drinking Bros 69. This is a real SEC fucking. This is a real jersey, by the way.
Everybody
is this an XL, bro.
Everybody else that's ever sent us something in the mail, you should be ashamed of yourselves because
wow.
you just got outdone.
Pretty fucking solid. I hate Tennessee, but I'll be damned if they don't have great unis.
You're gonna have to wear that.
They got a good kit.
Oh boy,
they got a good kit.
Would you hate Tennessee?
The Vols, yeah.
Why?
They have shit ass fans.
You're kidding.
They have annoying fucking fans.
You're joking,
the most
right?
annoying fans in the SEC are Tennessee.
Oh, the
boy,
most annoying?
That is fucking...
What, first of all...
That is a lie.
Texas is now in the SEC.
Yeah, that's fair.
Bama?
No.
I don't mind Bama's fans.
No, they were just... They won a lot.
What can you say to them?
Yeah. It's like Patriots fans, like, oh, you didn't...
They ain't winning anymore. So.
No, they're not, and Bama won't be anymore.
The SEC is now a basketball conference.
I base it mostly on who hassled Missouri the most when we joined the SEC, and it was Tennessee and Arkansas. And Tennessee at the time was down so fucking bad.
Wait, when you say hassled, you mean the fans were dicks, or you guys get your ass kicked in the games?
No, we own Arkansas especially, and we're pretty even with Tennessee. It was the fans being like dickholes about it. Tennessee was like, y'all ready for us? And I was like, you guys, Butch Jones is your coach. Suck my dick. Like,
at the time, Tennessee hadn't won shit since 2000.
Yeah.
I know.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
I root for them, and just because... It's a blast, and we love partying there and all that other shit. But when they were chirping about Ohio State, I was like, wait till you come up in that cold weather, friend.
Or just play a real football team.
Homeboy got his helmet cracked open 6 inches on the first hit, but he's not there anymore. Nico.
Yeah.
But Tennessee fans, guess what? Guess who's Nico's going to UCLA, so he's got to play Ohio State this year. So you'll get some revenge there. Hey, Drinking Bros crew, my name is Rob McGee. I've been a day one homie and love the show. We've partied in Knoxville together at the Vols tailgate. Oh, fuck yeah, I remember you. And his wife says, I remember Ross had an old school Tennessee jersey, so I thought I might just get him a new one. Rock it this off season just to piss off the Libby boys. So he knows you hate him. Go Heupel, go Vols. And yeah, look, I'm rooting for you even more with the Nico situation. Fuck that guy, and I don't give a shit about him. I hope he gets his legs broken out there in UCLA.
Oh, Nico's an asshole for sure, but they're fucked without him.
The Vols are?
Yeah.
I don't know that
he's
one of
the best quarterbacks in the country. Like,
is he?
Yeah, he was a top five.
Do you really think he is?
Yes.
Well, statistically, yes, but that doesn't. We'll see.
You don't want to lose a talent like that. Like, you don't want to. Like, okay, imagine. Let's just say this for a second, Tennessee Volunteer fan. Imagine Nico didn't leave. For the NIL stuff. Imagine he just got both of his legs horribly broken in the spring game. Would you feel excited going into the season? Just answer that question. Same. It's the same scenario. He's not playing for you now. Would you feel good?
I will say Tennessee's offense was pretty inefficient for Josh Heupel last year, and a lot of that was Nico.
He was a true freshman.
Yeah, but...
Well, they're going to have another true freshman this year.
Accurate, you know.
It was a true freshman. He was going to grow up in the system. It's a huge loss. I'm not saying they were wrong for telling him to fuck off. They weren't. I'm just saying that's a bad scenario.
Are there any other...
what were his stats last year?
I think Tennessee's going to be fine. They're going to be exactly what we expected them to be anyway.
I think
that's they're borderline playoff team, and if they do make the playoffs, they're going to get run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're...
All right, so last year, 2,600 yards and a Josh Heupel offense. No offense, that's
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
They ran the ball a lot more.
Yeah,
last
but
year.
He only
19
ran
TDs, five. No, I know they had a great running back
three,
there.
3.3 yards per carry for Nico too.
Yeah,
and he ran the ball 109 times. It's not a small sample. That's not good.
I don't think
for a quarterback
there,
who can throw.
Yeah,
like that's bad.
He was also 19-5 on TD interceptions.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, he got sacked 28 times.
I don't like that.
He's a true freshman.
He's taking no chances.
He's got five interceptions. Means he's a fucking check down.
You
queen.
Wanted that guy.
Like yards per attempt is 7.8. That's terrible. Nine is good.
For college?
Nine.
Jesus Christ.
Nine is good for college. 9 to 9.5.
When he finally had to play a real team here out of the SEC, which is a basketball conference, against Ohio State, who's 14 for 31 for 104 yards. That's it. That's Nico. So what did you really lose there? What did you lose?
Yeah. Again, answer yourselves that question, Tennessee. If it hadn't been because of the NIL and he had both of his legs crippled in the spring game, would you feel good about that?
Well, TBD, because we don't know who the next guy is.
Exactly.
Also, you're just going to throw out that he was a freshman. Like, that's a defense. Johnny Manziel was a freshman when he won the Heisman.
Yeah, I get that. I didn't think Nico had Mike Evans running around in the back or in the on the receiver.
We don't know yet.
Yeah,
we don't know yet because he couldn't hit him. I don't think he was that accurate. What's his QBR?
He's a very good quarterback. He was only going to get better
against SEC teams. Man. I don't know, man. I think Tennessee are fine. Who's the next kid up there? Do we know?
I don't know.
Five star or something? Four star?
I'm sure another young guy.
I don't know. They don't get crazy five stars at Tennessee. It's not. No. Nah.
They're always a good recruiting school.
Receivers, not quarterbacks so much, but
when's the last time they've had a great quarterback?
I think
the year they won the title, he was dog shit.
I think Josh Manning? Dobbs was a highly rated quarterback.
The guy can't grow hair.
I don't remember Dobbs being highly rated, but I do remember there being hype.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. It wasn't his fault. That was Butch Jones.
Yeah.
Well, all of it. Peyton Manning's the last one I can remember. I don't have one since. I can't even name shit. Like
Dobbs is the only one.
I forgot that Dobbs even went there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how forgettable he is.
He was a very good quarterback.
But they never made the playoffs or anything with him.
No, because Butch, the coach was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's slim pickings.
So I think they're fine. I think Tennessee's fine. I think this kid will probably put up the same numbers in that system. It's all about hype of system.
You wanted better numbers, and you're going to get that from Nico in another year in the system. It was the right move, but it is really fucking unfortunate for Tennessee.
He was too big. Heupel needs a tiny little quarterback to run around.
A tiny little man there, and it is what it is. But thank you for the jersey. By the way, this is an official Nike amazing jersey, so like this is costly. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. The number 69 is on the back. Now, this is something that I need to share with you guys. It's a true story.
Did you 69?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, yes, but that's for another show. For this one, though, my six-year-old playing tackle football, the kids get to pick out their numbers. He knows nothing about this number whatsoever. Jagger, he said I want 69.
He just knows the meme.
He doesn't know the meme.
He doesn't even know like there's the cultural.
He's 6 years old.
Okay. 69, 420. He doesn't know that.
Doesn't know
He doesn't like follow Elon on Twitter.
No, he doesn't have any devices like that. He only watches like little cartoon stuff. So I don't know where it came from. Why anything
Bluey.
Else?
Yeah, the Bluey 69 Bluey, episode.
Bluey 69 episode. Yeah.
Can you? What's that one?
Bluey and her cousin find some magazines. Tell about
Bingo.
Mom's. What?
Bluey and Bingo?
No, it was Bluey and Socks, actually.
Socks, his okay. Cousin,
yeah. And there was a special guest, Gronkowski, made an appearance.
By the way, that's the only other thing that I could think of, but like he's never seen any of this.
Because Gronk makes a 69 joke probably every 15 seconds.
He used to.
He's contractually required to.
Yeah.
He's got to deal with Spike TV that's still going on. Somehow that network's gone.
What happens when you get your diploma from Arizona?
Exactly. Yeah. But my wife had asked me, she goes, what do we do? And I go, I personally think it's hilarious. And she goes, take the comedy out of it. You can ask her tomorrow when she gets here.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know. Because she goes, it's going to look like you did it.
Right. Which, and it's creepy to have your six-year-old running around with the 69.
Correct. But I didn't do it. And this is all. But that's the number he wants.
Does he play offensive line?
No.
Then it's not appropriate.
No. You can't be a running
plays
back.
Defense.
The end.
No. He plays defense. So what do you...
The 60 through 69 are exclusively offensive linemen.
Okay. I don't think they'll have them there.
Then 70 through 90 can go to anybody. Or 70 through 79 and then 90 through 99 can go to
just be 99. Be Gretzky. Be the great one.
Yeah. So we'll
or 91.
See here,
that's Rodman, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
who's
see.
Who's his hero? Sports-wise, like, who's his favorite football player?
Himself, 5 years from now.
Yeah, it is, dude. That's
We're not doing McConaughey.
Man, all you need to do, man, is look in the mirror.
No, who's his real... Like, he doesn't have a favorite athlete?
No. It's just people who scream out on TV, so, like, that's all he kind of knows is memes and stuff like that. Well, not memes, but,
I feel like six is right when you're really getting into sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was obsessed with...
He just loves the number for some reason.
Ozzie Smith. From 5 to 7 until I started pitching, and then it was Nolan Ryan.
After that.
Mine was Ricky Henderson, and then I got lucky. After that, it was Kobe. Same number. So let's go, dude.
What do you mean, same number?
24. Mm. Yeah, he went from 8 to 24.
I'm more of a and eight guy.
Are you?
Eight Kobe is the best Kobe.
Yeah. No.
When he 24 came, Kobe. When he came back, like Chappelle talks about, he was playing for his freedom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was Kobe.
Hey, man.
That was Black Mamba.
Wasn't right that there. 24 Kobe, though?
That was 24 Kobe, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it was. 24, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're tight. So you guys, eight. You like rapist Kobe, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, he was accused
of pre-rape, actually. You like the you well, like rapist
guys,
Kobe.
Guys, he never raped anybody, okay? There was nine or eight, nine different versions of semen that were found in those panties.
That then means he was one of them. That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Case was dismissed, so.
That was a pretty he was out decent of there. Sized rock. He got his wife.
$4 million. Oh, yeah,
$4 million.
Yeah, that's a rape rock.
Rape rock. It's we're not, calling it that.
There's no rape, guys. Okay, there was consensual.
I believe Woodstock 99 actually trademarked that already.
Rape rock. Rape rock. Now that's, if you want to call that, you can. But
it's not
sure.
Biscuit Mondays.
No, it's not. It's not. NFL draft is this week, kids. I
pull up my bookie and see what the odds are.
Man,
I still can't ward it like -200.
He's going number one.
So here's the
-200's a deal.
Here's the fucking problem, man. And I am watching everything, getting ready, because I gamble a lot on this and I bet a lot of money on this. I'm having a really hard time. It's not Cam Ward. Like, I think that's a done deal at one. Where does Shedeur Sanders go? So he said he's not going to the draft. I'm watching NFL Network over the weekends.
He was not invited.
No, he was invited and said, I'm not going now. One analyst has him going at 2 to the Browns. Another one had him dropping potentially to 24. The third analyst doesn't even know if he's going to get drafted in the first round at all.
Dude, apparently these NFL teams do not like this quarterback class. Cam Ward is the only one that they're even.
Shedeur just got his number retired at Colorado.
Yeah, for going 13 and 12.
That's insane. Yeah. Now,
13
Travis,
and 12.
Travis Hunter deserves it. Right. Heisman Trophy winners typically
get that. Should
get
be them. Automatic. Yeah.
But.
Well, the Browns signed Flacco 2 weeks ago. So they're not taking Sanders. They've already got Kenny Pickett on the roster as well. It's just not happening.
No, then that means they are.
No, they have to. They're gonna. Joe Flacco's gonna start for them this year.
Yeah, Flacco's 100%. Got a good 10 years still.
Yeah, you might actually, but
I don't think
he's,
so.
He's starting for them this year. It's like Watson's 40. Out all season,
guys. It's the Browns. Yeah, the Browns are taking Shedeur Sanders.
No, the Browns are taking Abdul.
You add another name to the jersey.
The Browns are going to take Abdul Carter.
That's what the smart team would pick.
And making the playoffs.
Nah.
Abdul Carter and Myles Garrett on their ends, and they have Joe Flacco a quarterback.
Scoring 13 points a game.
Yep. They're gonna score. They might be the lowest scoring post-merger team.
That division is too tough. Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, they're going to be last, as always.
No.
No.
The Steelers don't have
a quarterback. Yeah, they don't even have a quarterback.
Steelers
right
are better than the Browns. It doesn't matter.
The Steelers have mastered winning without a quarterback at this point.
No, yeah. They haven't. They mastered limping in. Yeah, yeah, they'll go 500.
They'll get in
sure.
the playoffs.
Yeah.
They'll be 9-8.
9-8, yeah. Whatever the fuck.
New math, yeah. The Ravens were healthy all year last year, which means somebody's hurt this year. A major person will be hurt this year.
It'll probably be Lamar.
I'd say it could be Derrick Henry. That feels like.
No, he never gets hurt.
No, he's. Yeah, he's.
That motherfucker's durable.
He's got miles on him.
Did you see his workout the other day? God.
He's a fucking
damn. Man.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Just like, it's scary how athletic that dude is. We should probably fucking take him down.
I just take his DNA.
Before it's too late.
Clone him.
All right, so let's go over first round here. We'll start off with this total quarterback selected in the first round. This is really fucking curious to me because this will lead into the Shedeur Sanders thing. 2.5 is the number, over, under. First round.
-200.
Give me the plus money on the under.
It's over 2.5 is -200.
So what?
That means that Vegas thinks there's going to be 3 quarterbacks taken in the first round.
And
I don't know.
You know who else bowed out yesterday?
Of going to the draft?
Yep. Jackson Dart.
Well, because nobody
he's also gone.
No, nobody wants to get fucking, what's that kid's name from the Titans? Kyle something? What's his fucking name?
Which one?
Will Levis?
Will Levis. That's Will Levis, yeah. I knew it was a Lev in there.
No one wants to get Levis'd.
No one wants to get second rounded with your hot girlfriend and your other hot girlfriend or whatever was going on there.
When is a number of 2.5 for quarterbacks in the first round? I can't remember that in all the years, D'Anthony, we've been doing this fucking show.
I don't know.
That's the lowest I've ever seen.
This is the worst quarterback draft I've ever seen because I don't think any of these guys will be good.
So you got Cam Ward.
Number one.
Can we say Shedeur Sanders is going to the first round?
Yes.
No. I don't think you can confidently say it.
Yeah. Jackson Dart.
No.
Okay, so who am I missing here?
Man, who is the other fucking QB? It was Shedeur.
Will Howard?
No, he's not going
first. Will Howard's definitely not going first round.
No shit. Who else? Kyle McCord? No.
Wow. You talk me into Kyle McCord any day, of course.
No. couldn't for me. It couldn't, I mean, get that guy out of there fast enough.
He's only good if it's a bargain, and it's not a bargain as a lottery pick.
No.
And nobody in the back half of the draft needs a quarterback. I mean, they may need a clipboard guy, but
maybe Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's
in the middle, though, but yeah, maybe.
Will Howard, I think, is a dream clipboard guy for 20 years in this league. Very, very smart, accurate. If you needed him to come in for a couple plays here and there, awesome. And he's a leader on a team. Like, that's a dream clipboard guy, but he's not going in the first.
Will Howard's essentially just like a glorified Skylar Thompson. Like, he'd be better than Skylar Thompson. Mm. Skylar Thompson has started multiple games in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of necessity, but still.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I think that we might see Cam Ward, for some reason, is going first. I think that's a terrible decision.
I don't hate Cam Ward.
I don't hate him either, but he's...
I don't like him.
He is... All of the guys in this draft are 2 to 3 years away from being good in the NFL. Even at replacement level, probably.
He is old.
Right? Like, they're a couple years away. I think Shedeur Sanders can be a decent quarterback in the NFL with a couple years to get used to the speed and shit, right? He reads defense as well, but there's a difference between having 2 seconds to throw and 1.5 seconds to throw. It's the difference between a pick and a fucking touchdown, right? And he's obviously not there yet. He played in Colorado, for Christ's sake. None of these other guys are capable to step right in. If you get drafted in the lottery these days, you're expected to start on day one or be like, ready by week 5. That's the expectation now. None of these motherfuckers are. So maybe we're never going to see a smart draft. I mean, it's almost like, as much as you might dislike the government, you at least hope they're competent. And then you see behind the scenes, you're like, God damn it, man.
The Browns are taking Shedeur.
It's not just, forget about the Browns, dude. All of these teams suck. The Titans are a joke of a franchise. Yep. The Giants are a joke of a franchise.
Mostly nepotism.
Yeah, it's nonsense now. And it's, how is it possible that now under international corporate ownership, they've become somehow more incompetent than just the next son taking the team?
You gotta hire football guys.
I don't understand.
And by the way, so let's
Steven,
say
Steven fucking
so where, oh, just but there's a name that's going, by the way, that I want to throw out there, who is actually going to the first round.
A quarterback.
You ready for this name?
Yeah.
Jalen Milroe.
Oh, no fucking way. I thought you were going to say Tyler Shuck.
Going to the NFL draft for the first round.
Tight end?
No. No, it's a quarterback.
No.
He is going to the first round. He said he is going to show up, so he will be one of the quarterbacks there.
Yeah, he can go. Thousands of people go.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah.
Did he pay for tickets?
Maybe he's just checking out Green Bay. Yeah.
Is there a shot he gets drafted in the first round?
No. Here's the thing. Even if Shedeur gets drafted, no one else is. Jackson Dart, Tyler Shoff, however you say his name.
Here's the difference. If there were 5 quarterbacks who were okay in this draft, 2.5 or even 3.5 might be a thing because they do go on runs. People see, that quarterback got taken. We got to fucking take a quarterback. It happens in fantasy drafts, too. It's crazy how it works. Like, people just like, oh, shit.
Oh, yes, yes,
they
yes,
got their quarterback. Yeah, I got to take a quarterback.
I forget. Tight end. Tight end's run out. Yeah.
There's not enough in the draft to even make that happen this year.
Did Ewers enter the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quinn Ewers is there.
There's no way he goes in the first round.
But he's had, like, the hype since high school, so maybe.
I don't think so.
Somebody could read.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Browns take Sanders.
I'm taking under 2.5 at +160.
Absolutely.
On my bookie.
Okay.
Because even if the Browns take Sanders, that's only 2.
It is. It's the first 2, though. That would be picks
but
1 and
you
got
to always think they're always going to draft way higher than you think. Like, I never thought Jalen Hurts would be a second round pick.
I think Jackson Dart will still slip into the end of the first.
To who?
It could happen, yeah.
Not to the Eagles, not to the Chiefs, not to the Bills, not to the Commanders. Not to the Packers. Not to the Lions, not to the Ravens.
What are the 49ers doing?
They just signed Purdy.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Detroit. How old is Goff?
I don't think
and
they
the 49ers,
signed
Goff
by the
is
way,
27.
The 49ers
bro.
Have the
is it really?
Yeah.
The 49ers have the 11th pick, so they're absolutely not taking a fucking quarterback at pick 11.
The Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, nope.
No.
Commanders.
No.
Redskins, I mean,
no. I mean, look, I hope the Falcons take a quarterback.
Chargers, definitely not. Ravens, definitely not.
Oh, dude, they definitely didn't re-sign Purdy, by the way.
Maybe the Rams.
No, they're working on that deal right now.
Yeah. They might not sign him. So.
No, they're working. They said they're going soon. Yeah, they're working on it.
They're looking at a 4 or 5 year deal. On
if
him.
I'm the 49ers, maybe
I'm just but not 11. I'm with you.
If there was somebody at 11, yes, but there isn't. So maybe sign him to a 3 year instead of a 5.
Or just get Jackson Dart and call it a day.
Just get another quarterback.
Yes. It's plug and play. It's a plug and play system. I'm with you.
Believe in Shanahan.
The Rams. At 26 might be the one that loses me this bet. I could see them taking a quarterback right there.
They need one.
Because they don't, I mean.
To replace Stafford.
Yeah, correct. If this isn't his last year.
Jackson's art.
Could be. I mean, if you want to run one of those like old school St. Louis Rams style offenses that is high powered, you're not worried about pocket time. You're just dropping back and getting rid of the fucking ball every time. He can do that for sure.
He can throw it to Nacua.
Also, the Chargers don't like Herbert.
That's true. I don't think they like him.
Jim was trying to sling him last year.
Hey, yeah. I'd love to have him. Can he come down to Atlanta for both of our quarterbacks?
Like Herbert, with his arm strength, doesn't even make sense in Harbaugh's offense.
No, because all they do is hand off the ball.
They should trade him and get something out of him.
I agree.
For sure.
Trade him to the Falcons.
Maybe it happens on draft day. We don't know.
To the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
Now,
the Falcons are taking a kicker in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I'm going to shock your mind, okay?
Yeah.
With this next one. I'll go first on it. Because I am a firm believer this is going to happen. Running back selected in the first round. Over, under. Same exact number, 2.5. I'm going over.
Yeah.
Under. Gross.
You're going under.
Gross.
I'm going over.
No question.
Why would you ever spend a draft pick on a running back money?
Genty is gone.
Yeah, Genty's going.
That kid from UNC is going.
Saquon is in the top 10. Nobody else should.
And then
ever
my final guess at the end of the first round is Travion Henderson, and that will put it at 3.
I mean,
who is it at the back end of the draft that needs a running back?
I want to touch Genty with a fucking 100-foot pole.
The Chiefs need offensive line, too, though.
Chiefs are going to take an O-lineman. Like, no question. It would be malpractice for them not to do that.
Genty's also an upperclassman and old. Like, he's got a lot of miles.
Redskins down there? Ooh, you put him on the Redskins? Let's go.
I mean, the Bills could use a fucking
running back bad.
Is Cook not good? Cook's been good.
He's good. They need help.
Cook's been really good, actually.
But yeah, he's been really good. If you throw a Travion Henderson at that guy, shit.
He just needs help. Like the modern NFL, unless you're Saquon Barkley, you don't get all the touches. It's not a thing anymore.
Nope.
Even Saquon's
the only one that I've.
He was a workhorse last year. Yeah.
I was the only two that I can name that get it every single down. Now, a guy who should get it every single down and is in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson, it doesn't. They even split that motherfucker up.
I mean, don't put mileage on them when you don't need to, you know?
Why?
Because they can't win.
Yeah, why are you, you know?
I'd run that motherfucker every single play. You got him for 5 years. It's a running back. And then draft another one after that. That's just me personally. But I think this is going over. I'm going to bet that over on this.
Okay.
I got 3 in the first round.
What does it say for cornerbacks or defensive backs?
Wide receivers is up next. Ironically, this is at 2.5 as well.
Not a great wide receiver class.
It is. The people are pretty low on the wide. It's a defense heavy draft this first round, from what I've seen.
I got Luther Burden,
McMillan from Arizona.
I got the McMillan from Arizona, and then I've got Egbuka. I'm going over on that as well.
Wait, do they count tight ends?
No,
or is it just wide receivers?
Just wide receivers. Yet. Yeah, I got 3. I'm going over on that too.
I don't think Burden's going first round.
I'm going over on all of these.
Okay.
Well, there's only a certain amount of picks.
Right, but that's only 9 out of the first, 30? What do we got? 32 picks?
Yeah. I would bet. Is there an over-under on just offensive versus defensive players?
Yes.
I would say over 25 defense.
Let's see. They got SEC. Number of offensive
linemen. 23.
So here's where the numbers start to tick up. Mm-hmm. Offensive linemen, and this is dead even odds across the board here. Over under 6.5.
I don't think so this year. Everybody always needs them, but I don't. There's only a couple of guys that are really standouts offensive line this year, and it's not just about whether you need it or not. It's like, hey, can I get that guy or somebody comparable in the second or third round? Why am I wasting a first round pick when I could get something better at a different position and then get the same? Like if a guy is rates out at like an 8.5 and you've got an 8.3 in round 3, take the 8.3 in round 3.
Right. And I think the problem with the offensive lineman in this draft is the best one is got a torn ACL.
Mm.
So where does he end up landing? I've heard in the late 20s, but we'll see. Their number of cornerbacks over under on my bookie is 4.5.
Well, your guy for it's 4.5.
Uh-huh.
Your guy from Missouri is going to go in the first round.
He's a top 10 pick.
What's his name? Membo. Is that really how you say it? Membo?
Where's Burden going? I think Burden goes to 13 or 14.
That cornerback and wide receiver over under, does Travis Hunter count as both? Does the team announce what position they fucking drafted him at? Because he's in the draft as both.
Great question. I don't know. I don't know that answer, and I'd bitch about both, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so like if you David Stern announced the draft back in the day, you'd say the position. Like,
right.
But what are they going to say? I guess you'll know if you won the bet based on what he says.
The NBA pisses me off, though. Even though trades are going to go through, they still have to wear the team that drafts them. So, like, Kobe is wearing a Charlotte Hornets hat, and it doesn't look right.
They still do it in the NFL of what your position is, and you're right. I think he should be both. Because he wants to play both. And you're not going to know until he actually gets there to camp to see what he's actually going to do. And then the number of offensive players is the last one on the board here. This is a big over-under for this. 15 and a half.
Offensive, no way. Not even including linemen, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's half the draft.
There's two.
It's a big boy number.
Two quarterbacks are going. I'm the under on running backs, too. Two. Maybe one, but two at the most.
I got three. Receiver draft.
What?
It's a deep receiver draft.
Yeah, but not first round receiver draft. There's probably going to be three in the first round.
I got three, but that's the over.
Just three includes Travis Hunter, right?
If you added Travis Hunter, that could be four, in my opinion. Because I think three besides Travis Hunter will go.
I don't know about that. If people like... if they like what they saw from homeboy with the Chiefs this year, what's his name?
Xavier Worthy.
Worthy.
Yeah.
Then Golden's going in the first round probably.
Oh, yes. Right? I forgot about Golden too. Shit.
He's going in the first round because he's fast as fuck.
So even if Burden falls out of the top round, which I don't understand, Golden will be drafts, in there and that'll do it.
All the mock drafts have him going before Golden. Burden, Golden, like separated by about three or four picks.
Okay.
Burden is in a lot of ways more like Xavier Worthy. He's not as fast, but he's like a package guy. Like he does like the way the Chiefs did Worthy with a lot of backfield shit like that. Missouri did a ton of that with Luther Burden. So if they're into that, I guess. But I've seen Burden completely fall out of the first round in every mock draft I've seen, which is crazy to me. But he didn't have the offense wasn't good this year, and his numbers reflected that. So
that
is what it is.
Doesn't matter.
So the Garrett,
I agree.
ESPN's absolute guarantee here is that Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter will go in the top four.
Yeah.
But then that leaves one team, Cleveland, on the board at two. And what the fuck do they do?
I think they take out. If they would be crazy not to take Abdul Carter.
It is.
That would be
Cleveland Browns.
That would be the biggest swing and a miss that I've seen in a very long time.
Look, I think he's the best player in the draft. Mm-hmm.
He is by far the best player in the draft.
Let me
rephrase. Immediate impact-wise, Abdul Carter is the best player in this draft.
Yes.
And it's not close.
Yep.
But Travis Hunter, if he figures out one of these two things, or if he's able to do... I mean, remember, Deion did both for a little while.
Yeah.
So gave him turf toe and he lost his foot for it.
Yeah.
Still, he did it for a while.
From what I've heard is teams are kind of viewing Travis Hunter... I mean, it depends on the team he goes to, but a team like the Browns might have him play cornerback most of the time because that position requires a lot more prep and then have packages for him on offense.
That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about a rumor that's also flying around regarding the Falcons here. There is a rumor
is
that...
Is it gay shit?
Well, kind of. There's a rumor that Kirk Cousins will be traded draft night, potentially back to the Minnesota Vikings.
With that whole contract?
I don't think so.
No, they're going to pay down $10 million. And say, hey, dude. So you're gonna get Kirk Cousins essentially for $20 million. So the Falcons paying the rest.
Yeah. For a whole year. If you're one, the Vikings only have one quarterback on the roster right now. So fair enough. Maybe they do that. But bringing in the old guy to sit the bench when you've already named McCarthy as your number one is going to make it weird in training camp. It's almost like the whole Leno Conan O'Brien situation, is it not?
Yeah.
Like Conan gets the 11 o'clock spot and you put Leno at 10:30.
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Also,
that's not a good idea.
Do you want two injured quarterbacks to be your only two quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they've definitely got a, I mean, usually you'll carry one on the practice squad too, but you have three quarterbacks on your active roster most of the time. Who are the other ones? Who are quarterback free agents right now? Or are they going to draft somebody in the second or third round?
There is nobody left.
Are they going to have two like true rookies?
Yeah.
As their quarterbacks, there's no way.
This
right?
is a good draft for, like he said, clipboard guys.
Clipboard, yeah.
Clipboard
great
guys.
Clipboard draft.
Yeah, if you want a clipboard guy, there's plenty of those. But and then breaking news here, I guess the Giants held a very private workout, which is obviously not very private if we're talking about it here, on Thursday, where they flew out to Boulder to meet with Shador personally. Malika Slayton is the head of on-campus recruiting for the team in Colorado, who just happens to be the sister of Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton.
Okay.
So, does he go to the Giants?
With Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson?
And just chill.
What do you do?
What a quarterback room.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is...
It's a lot of black people. it's I don't know, man. I mean... The Giants certainly.
Giants have never had a black starting quarterback, right?
Ever.
Well, they will this year.
They will this year, no matter what. Whether they like it or not.
Just let Jameis sling it to Malik.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Darius Slayton's still good. You know, Malik Nabers is obviously great. Jalen Hyatt's still on that team. He's been hurt the whole time he's been in the NFL. Yeah. If he's healthy this year, he might actually be their slot receiver. Maybe.
I just think if you're the Giants and Travis Hunter is there at three, and you can line up Travis Hunter and Malik Nabers.
Or Abdul Carter if the Browns decide to take yes. Travis Hunter. If it's Abdul Carter, you would be out of your mind not
yeah.
to take him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay.
I understand the Titans not taking Abdul Carter, actually, even though he's the best player of the draft, because they fucking suck no matter what they do. Right?
Right.
So you may as well just do something to bring fans to the like no matter how good a defensive player is these days, unless you have like two or three of them that are really doing stuff together. Nobody's showing up to buy tickets to watch that shit. This right. is how it is, man.
Now, another rumor that's going around here, which is really interesting, is that the reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't really gone hard after Aaron Rodgers is there is some expectation that Shedeur Sanders falls to 21, and then they can draft him to be the franchise quarterback.
And if he doesn't, then they just don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah, yeah. Right? I mean, what do you do then?
Good plan.
I don't think Rodgers is playing this year.
I don't either. I think he's done.
Yeah.
For good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why deal
because
with that?
Of him or everybody else? Him.
Everybody yeah. else.
I think everybody else.
I think it's everybody else.
I think everybody's
no,
over here.
Because of him.
No, yeah. He's, that's what they're saying, too, because yeah. he's been a bitch.
Fucking dick.
Because
he's a fucking tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to have DK Metcalf, George Pickens, and Calvin Austin, and Mason Rudolph is going to throw to him.
Boy.
I mean, he might throw his helmet.
Because the other thing, too, is with Shedeur Sanders, this will be the first time without his father being his coach in how many years now?
Oh, shit. They got Scotty Miller, too? Damn. I mean, not that he's great or anything, but he had some good years in Tampa Bay.
I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of wild trades, man, and it's just going to be a wild night on Thursday.
I've heard that this is a draft where a lot of people are trying to trade down, which is not a good sign for the talent pool.
No.
Because they're like, what a useless fucking 10th pick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we may end up getting trashed at these people's fucking house, dude.
Oh, we are.
If it's
we
that are, boring, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do.
What's the setup with this
No.
Dude?
I heard it's going to be exciting.
We're just going to be
I know. I heard the draft itself is going to be exciting.
Actually.
Because all those guys that you can get late are fucking, in my opinion, superstars. Like, I would rather have a late pick.
Well, it would be interesting to see how everybody plays it, for sure. Like, Pittsburgh's the team that I'm most interested in. Because they have to do something, and it's got to be a trade.
Is this dude a Steelers fan?
That's a good question, actually.
Well, he's in Philadelphia. No, he's in Pennsylvania.
Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
I can't say that location.
Undisclosed location.
Okay,
undisclosed
well, can location. You get him to send a photo? Into?
He's close to Penn State.
Get him to send a photo.
He's close to Penn State.
Of his, well, he's a Philly, an Eagles fan then.
No, he probably. Could very easily be a Steeler.
I mean, it is like kind of like this.
The Midway boy.
Yeah.
We'll ask him. We'll ask him,
but we need to get a picture of the inside so he can strategize on how we're going to set up.
Oh, we're going. We're good. We're good. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't like the cryptic shit. Just, I'm not trusting the process.
We're just good.
No, I talked to him over the weekend. So,
well, that doesn't make me feel better at all.
Has his house been listed recently? Dan better. Can just look on Zillow.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Exactly. No. We're good on this one. We've got a mutual friend. It turns out. So
who?
We'll talk about it off the podcast here. But Jalen Milroe is going to attend. He's not getting picked on Thursday night, so why even show up? I guess that doesn't make any sense.
If,
to me.
If Shedeur Sanders is off the board. Is it Jackson Dart or Milroe that's going to Pittsburgh? Because they got to draft somebody
Tyler,
or they got to trade.
I'm telling you, Tyler Shuck has been getting a lot of love. Like, people really like him from Louisville.
God, that was a
terrible
team. It's
not a good quarterback draft.
I know. I know.
So what do you do? Punt on the year?
Chuck is also like 30 years old. Maybe. Old as hell.
Yeah. So we'll see what happened. But we get some sponsors here real quick before we get back to the NFL draft and everything. Obviously, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We just signed a two-year deal with MyBookie. Amped to be back with those guys at MyBookie.com. Why? It is the only site you can bet on in all 50 states. As we sat back and talked about it with the DraftKings and the FanDuels and all that other fucking bullshit, it's like six states they're in. The rest of it's all fantasy bullshit. Even WWE. So WWE has taken the fucking world by storm again. They're now allowing you to bet on it, which fucking rocks on MyBookie. And they're doing that. However, in the rest of those shitbirds, you can only do like fantasy. Like wrestling leagues and shit like that, stuff. Like gay.
Which I will say, actually, daily fantasy leagues are kind of fun, but I think you can do that
for wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's the point.
I'm just like, dude, fuck off with this bullshit.
But, like, you want some real action.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll respect people who play daily fantasy, but yeah. I want to gamble.
And dude, talk about gambling, man. I'm going to be putting a lot down on Thursday night, so is everybody else. First round night of the NFL draft is one of the biggest gambling nights of the year, and I will have all those bet slips posted. Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. It is a private group. Anyone can join. And then you see all the bet slips posted there, usually the day of or the night before. I posted all my wrestling picks before the weekend. We did great. We got 3 out of 4 on the WWE picks. Live Casino is fucking rad, dude. If you haven't had a chance to watch these guys' show on MyBookie, it's great, dude.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Blackjack is live. Poker's live. All that shit is live. Head on over to MyBookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to bet with us or against us. And that'll double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got BioProteinTech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone. That's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have the adequate growth hormone. More specifically, it's end result growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases year after year over puberty. After puberty, which may explain your poor performance in the gym or even your excess body fat. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com. Enter that promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order. The link is in the audio and video description of the show as well. 30 individual vials, pop them right underneath your tongue. You'll feel a little sting, so you know that it's working right before you go to your workout in the morning or right before 9 is when I like to take mine. I know it says in the box, take them in the morning. For whatever reason, I get good sleep on them, so I do it. Makes your skin great, and your workouts are fucking rad. Been using those guys for over a year. Next up is DrinkingBrosTickets.com. Tickets are $10 cheaper than everywhere else, but Delco, I wanted to ask you this. The Masters apparently broke the fucking ticket market for some reason, and I don't know why.
They were trying to get secondary market out of there. So if you bought tickets through somebody else, like, you know, channels they didn't approve, they just invalidated the tickets.
No fucking way.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many passes, right? Remember, we were handed a pass, and we're like, you can't lose it.
It's $80,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're just trying to get rid of some riffraff and the upcharge of the secondary market.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, wow. So a bunch of people lost everything on that because I guess they just nuked the tickets out altogether, which is wild. So shit.
I feel like you're playing with fire when you're trying to do secondary market Masters tickets.
No, usually it's on the up and up, man. But yeah, not this year, apparently. So the Masters did that, you said?
Yeah. I mean, they're just trying to keep it to people that win the lottery and not resell
their
tickets.
Which is no one, by the way. No one wins that fucking lottery. I've entered for, I think, 15 years. Have you ever won?
No.
I've never either.
I mean,
sounds like it lives up to the name.
Yeah. They're exclusive.
The Masters?
No, the lottery.
Oh, I was like... Bob, Jesus, but also, man. All right, yeah. I mean, racist, but yeah. But yeah, everything's $10 cheaper than StubHub. You can get everything on there. NBA playoff tickets, NHL playoff tickets, motocross, concerts, all that other shit. Masters, we did not offer for that reason, and I didn't know why. And Benny reached out to us on Monday morning and said, hey, here's why there was no Masters tickets on there. So, yeah, makes sense. Was not aware of that story, though. Thank you, Delco. But, yeah, $10 cheaper than StubHub. And then last but not least, Hard AF Seltzer. We've got 9 days left. That is it. To join us on WeFunder.com/HardAFSeltzer. Invest in the company. 30% of it is open up to you. Right now, our audience, but you only have 9 days left. The SEC shuts that down on April 30th, so we are 9 days away. Get in while you can. It ain't going back up. You got to go through another SEC audit after that, and that thing takes like 7 or 8 months. And also, I think it cost us $35,000 last time. So it ain't cheap either. And thank God the government's taking a cut of that. Jesus Christ, man. Fuck those guys. I hate it so much. All right, let's hop back into it here. As far as the NFL is concerned, I think the steals of the draft are probably in round two.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm really looking forward to.
Round two is going to be a banger this year. That's where I think Luther Burden's going to go, and I think he's going to be an absolute steal for whoever gets him.
Why did he fall?
Apparently, like, attitude shit is what I've read.
Okay.
Which... he's an emotional guy, kind of. He's had some dumbass penalties, trying like flexing on other people and stuff like that. But he's also like every big play that was made over the last 2 years for Missouri was Luther Burden. Like every single one, 4th and 17 against Florida. I mean, he scored the go ahead touchdown against South Carolina. Defense couldn't hold serve, but like
God, everybody's such a fucking pussy now.
I know.
Honestly, you are. You're coaching the Cowboys. It's 1992. Everybody's on cocaine.
Yeah.
They're in fucking hotels with hookers, and you make it work, man.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is America. Talent outshines the problem because your job as the older guy, the coach, or whatever it is your position is to take that young dude and say, hey, you know what? You got some stupid shit going on. We're going to minimize it to a degree where you can fucking capitalize on your opportunity here and help us. We help you, and you become a man in the process. Michael Irvin is a good dude now.
Right.
Like, he is a solid dude who fucking helps his entire family. Funds their business ventures, takes care of them all the time. A solid dude. But he was a fucking cokehead, literally cokehead. Banging hookers when he was playing. And now there's just, no appetite for that? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Burden is not, zero legal trouble.
Yeah, he's not, like, at Georgia fucking running people over and shit.
He's not Jalen Carter.
They just thought he was, like, a little pout. And by the way, the two things about Burden...
Listen, Jalen Carter did his time, all right?
He did not.
The two things...
Sure did.
The two things about Burden that...
It was, it was in the public opinion time. He had some bad, nasty tweets.
But he fell quite a few spots.
He did. Yeah, he lost a lot of money.
He fell to 10, but I think the same thing is going to happen to Burden. That's why I've got that over on the wide receivers. I think he goes in the first.
A team that already has a quarterback, especially, is fucking crazy not taking him. My favorite stat about him, which anyone who watched him regularly like I did knows, is that he led in the last 2 years that he played. He led the NCAA in broken, full contact tackles by a wide receiver.
Mm.
It is impossible to tackle that.
He's a strong dude.
He's really fucking strong and fast as fuck. Great hands. There is nothing wrong with him except they're like, oh, he might have an attitude problem. Like, I hope.
So fix his attitude.
Right. Every time.
I think he will. I think he goes in the first.
Every time Drink got on his ass, he listened. Every fucking time. So basically, his crime is being a 21-year-old.
I'm going really hard in an over under wide receiver thing. As much as I can bet on that, I'm going.
But
I think he's in.
I hope he drops a little bit because I don't want him to go to a shitty team.
Yeah.
I want him to go to a team with a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is if you've got a guy like Aaron Rodgers who's 38 causing problems in the clubhouse or in the locker room, whatever they call it, okay, fine. If you've got a 21-year-old, your job as the 50-year-old coach is to fix him, asshole. Right. What the fuck are you talking
Eagles
about?
Fixed Jalen Carter.
This is what sports does for young men. Is
and the
turn
Eagles
them into men.
Fixed Jalen Carter and got him to stop being fucking lazy.
I don't know if we fixed Jalen Carter or just performed.
Got him in shape.
Yeah, we
got him in shape at least.
We'll see about the car thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, but minus the double murder.
I don't buy that shit. Like, oh, he's got
his in shape.
If he's a quitter,
awful.
Or something like that, I would probably avoid it.
Yeah.
And if he was like, if there was like self-destructive behavior, but if it's like being immature is his problem. That problem gets solved with time, bitch.
He does have a little bit. I wouldn't call it like quitter as the label, but one of the two labels was effort and poutiness.
Mm. Diva. Yeah. Don't want him on my team.
Yeah, but yeah. Like literally zero legal trouble by all. I like my
imagine. Imagine if he fell to the Chiefs.
Oh my God! That my cousin Whew. Is.
They'll
the,
take if he's there. They'll take him. I guarantee. Yeah.
My cousin is the head nutritionist for Mizzou football. Mm. So I ask her all the time, like, what do you think about this guy? This guy, whatever. She's like, Luther Burden's the nicest kid in the world. Like she was like, he's super fucking nice.
He's gonna drive my over in that. I'm betting a fuck ton of money on.
I hope the Chiefs get him.
Fuck could you imagine, else. Dude?
I hope,
could you imagine?
I hope the Chiefs get him and that all these teams that bypass him get fucking stomped by the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Whatever,
fuck you
dude.
For being cowards.
Chiefs can show up to the Super Bowl and get stomped out again.
Yeah, they're only they 3-2 in the Mahomes era.
I know. Jesus
two
Christ.
Giant losses. Yeah. Two just can't get back from those losses. Like
they did from both.
Yeah, they did.
Well, not the second not one.
Legacy yeah. was? No.
Yeah.
Dude, Mahomes, bum.
If he wins this year, he's 4-2. That's crazy.
Still can never pass Brady.
I hope. I think you'll pass Brady.
Can't pass.
He's 29.
Brady beat him head to head.
Well, you do have that. You do have that. So that will be the tiebreaker.
What if he wins his 8th Super Bowl and shows up to Brady's house and beats the shit out of him?
Great.
Fuck you, old man. He's like Brady 60 by then. Still probably in better shape than Mahomes has ever been.
I mean, yeah, Mahomes' body is an inspiration, to be honest.
Mahomes looks like the first generation of those stand-up robots. That's how he walks. It's like it's all weird and shit. Like, what? You're an athlete, the best in the world. What
do you
the
know?
Fuck,
many kids
man?
Show up at football looking like Mahomes. He says,
walking with their fucking
every single quarterback. Every single. I see damn. Him on Friday nights, and I'm like, dude, they're all Pat Mahomes. We'll switch on over to the NBA here. Playoffs started over the weekend. In case you didn't notice here, why didn't you notice? Wasn't that very good games? Bucks, Pacers, blowouts. Shit.
Hey, Bucks are cooked. They got to trade Giannis in the offseason. It's over. They need to reset.
He has 36 points and 12 rebounds.
It's not
it's
because
not
of him.
Him. Not
no.
him.
I know, but they, I know trade. It's not. But they are out. They have no first round picks for the next 3 years.
Yep.
They do not have anyone around them. They don't really have the capital to do it. Like they just got a hard.
You're telling me they can't get free agents in Milwaukee?
I mean, no. The best
that
they
beautiful
did was
city.
No, you can't.
We'll see. I mean, Dame is a possible for game two. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see game two first. But if they get roughed up badly and Dame looks unhealthy throughout this whole process, what's to expect him to be healthy next year? He's had problems.
Here's the thing. So I will say this.
The Pacers are young.
Hang on. I did have what he had, by the way, which was a blood clot in the leg like that. And I took the exact same thinners and all that other shit. It was, for me, a 2 to 3 month process. One would imagine as an NBA player, you can probably speed that up a little bit. I think he'll play.
Not necessarily.
He's younger and healthier, but he also puts way more wear and tear.
And he probably has higher natural testosterone because he's younger than you, too.
Yes.
Which is makes that worse because it drives your red blood cell count up.
Mine happens... I was early 30s at that point, so yeah.
He's about the same.
Yeah,
but he's a professional athlete.
Yeah, hold his name out.
Dame is 34, I think, but he's a professional athlete.
I think he'll be fine.
No offense to you at 32, but I got to imagine just in better shape.
No, but that's what I'm saying, right? So like if I can make it back into it.
But thrombosis isn't a function of being in shape. I just mean like when the testosterone is elevated, even if it's just through more exercise, to your point, red blood cell count does typically go up, and that can make it worse. That's what happened to Wimby.
He had it.
Wimby put on all that muscle for the first time in his life. And he immediately got fucking thrombosis. That's how it goes sometimes.
Okay. The Clippers and the Nuggets. That
was
a fun game,
that
actually.
That was a really good
really
game.
Great
Dude,
game.
Clippers look pretty good, don't they?
Clippers were up by a lot, and they still lost that fucking game.
They looked really good, and Denver was still able to find a way.
Yep. Yeah, but that's Denver, right?
Jokic is...
Denver's the best.
Yeah,
Denver's winning the West. Like
they might.
You're trying to come at me with the Lakers? Get out of here, dude.
I think the Lakers can win the West.
What?
No,
I think the Lakers can win.
I think the Lakers are cooked.
No, they got cooked in one game.
One game in which the T-Wolves shot... an insane percentage. It is like an unsustainable.
To be fair,
Luka had 37 and they still lost.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not
by,
the point.
By 20.
The point is the 3-point shooting. If Anthony Edwards just pulls off a sweep against the Lakers, good, because he's taking the next step and he's the hottest young fucking star in the NBA, in my opinion.
The only problem is he plays in Minnesota. So
for now.
Yeah, for now.
But they will see if he wants to win at the end of his current contract, because he'll be eligible for the 5-year supermax, which is about, what, $40 million more. than going to a new location.
Yeah.
We'll see if he actually wants to win because he'll never win in Minnesota.
Knicks, Pistons, hey, I think
nobody
it's
ever
be...
has, dude. I know, KG couldn't do it.
But you know what? No Giannis won in Milwaukee.
That's true, yeah.
And honestly, Jokic winning in Denver. Denver is a clown organization historically.
Yeah, but he's got Jamal Murray and
Aaron. I mean, they've got a super team.
You can win anywhere. You can win anywhere.
They might win again this year.
I mean, Denver and Milwaukee winning in the last 4 years more or less proves that in the current iteration of the NBA, I don't know how long it'll last, but in the current iteration of the NBA, anybody can win.
Yeah. Knicks, Pistons, that game, that's going to be a 4-0 series, 4-1 tops.
It might, yeah. The Pistons were just launching threes. And yeah. This game was not as close as it looked,
no,
to be honest.
No. And then on the Sunday games here, Grizzlies Thunder, man. You can't have a 51-point loss in game one. I'm sorry. You just can't do that and be a serious franchise. Ja Morant and those guys are not a serious franchise, dude. A 51-point loss.
There was so much promise with that team. And it just
who else is on that team?
Jaren Jackson. Yep. There's a couple other dudes. It's a solid. Zach Edey. It's a solid team. Like, it really is. And they've just fallen apart.
51 points. I mean, it's almost shocking to read out loud.
I was watching that game on my app. I wasn't watching it live, but I was just like, what? And then I'd refresh like 20 minutes later and be like, what? What the fuck?
The worst part about it was after three quarters, they were up by 49.
Yep.
And they put in their entire bench, and the Thunder still outscored them in the fourth
quarter.
Well,
the Grizzlies also put in their entire bench. Still. Ja didn't play in the fourth, I don't think.
Still. I mean, what the fuck are we doing other than just giving? I've never seen a team just give up after three quarters and was like, all right, we're done.
Well, I mean, what's the point, though?
There isn't, but what the...
Save your legs.
Picking the Grizzlies to win anything is
these motherfuckers don't even play full seasons anymore. They're not playing a full game in the playoffs that they're getting blown out
especially
in.
Especially high, like those are the highest stress minutes.
Which is why nobody fucking cares, dude. But more people were watching WrestleMania this weekend than they were watching the playoffs.
The Cavs,
Magic, Celtics, awful.
Yeah, awful. The Magic are too young. The Celtics are too good. The Celtics were just fucking around with them too. You can tell.
Yeah.
It was
I think the Magic were up at half.
Yeah.
And then the Celtics were just like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll start playing.
Heat Cavs was actually a pretty good game.
For most of it.
Yeah. The Cavs just like are better, and then the fourth quarter they just fucking schooled them. Yep. But
and they don't have Butler anymore, so Hero's your guy there, and that's fine. Warriors beat the Rockets there.
That was game
one. That was a good game as well.
The 10 points doesn't really do it justice. It was really, really tight until the last 2.5 minutes, and Steph just went fucking crazy. It was like Olympic Steph. Like, he was just, I mean, well, it was Steph, I guess. Like, yeah, I mean, he was just hitting insane threes. By the way, though, the Rockets.
Red glare?
We're doing a, what?
They red glared, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, they were roughing Steph up in that game. Like, he didn't get a lot of 3-point looks in the first half because they were bodying him.
That's
around
the key
the
to stopping him.
Yeah, and it was a really physical game. That series, I think, is going to be really fun. I'm excited to watch the rest of the games in that series because both those teams, the Rockets are like a young, good core with a couple veteran guards.
Already lost at home.
Yeah, I get that. And then obviously the Warriors is their last run. This is their last chance.
I think the Warriors get to the second round, no doubt. I don't know how much further than that. But tonight's game.
Does the NBA reseed?
No. They don't reseed.
Okay.
No.
I don't know if they.
Look that up. Fact check me on that because I actually don't know. Forget it. Next up is tonight's Pistons Knicks at the Knicks. This is Knicks -6.5. Who you got, D'Anthony?
NBA does not reseed.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Yeah.
6.5.
Yeah.
I like Cade Cunningham. He's a really good player. And Detroit has won before, right? So not recently, 20 years.
Not this year.
It's been 20 years.
It's been a long time.
But they've won before, like the city's won before.
Do you want to apologize for your Pistons sticks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's bad.
They won a little bit in the 90s, too. So they won the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. But it's been a minute. 2010s, they were not good.
Knicks are
they've not been good in the 2020s. Yeah. Knicks are weak, in my opinion. They're soft, but they're good enough. They'll sweep the Pistons, I think.
How are they soft?
What do you mean, how are they soft?
What's wrong with the Knicks?
Carl Anthony Towns is like one of the softest dudes in the history of the NBA.
Just because his parents died from COVID.
It's not why.
It wasn't his parents. It was his whole family.
Yeah, and they, you know.
When you have six members of your family.
Right, but both your parents. That's,
I mean, think about the mental stress it takes to play next to the man that killed them.
Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
Every single day?
He's freed up.
Now, yeah.
Now he is.
Yeah, the Knicks are.
I'm with you. I think they're in. They're locked in. They were challenged the first game, and I think they're locking in. And
Brunson's gritty as hell.
He is.
Brunson is. He's a dog. I like that.
At heart too. Josh.
I would love to see Knicks Celtics.
Bridges.
I would love to see Knicks Celtics on that side of the bracket for the East. I think that'd be great.
The Celtics 4-1 in that series.
I agree.
I think he goes 6. It's enough of a rivalry. And I will say this, Cat, soft, sure, but he has enough grit around him where you can just let him be a finesse player. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't need to. It's not like on the T-Wolves where he was kind of alone. It was like
for a while at least, yeah.
Right.
I mean, at the end they had Ant, but yeah, for the most part.
And Reed.
Who?
Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Next up tonight, then this game I'm watching, I'm all in on tonight. But this is a weird spread to me. So this is Clippers at Nuggets again. However, the Clippers are favored by 1.5 at Denver.
Nah. Nope. I'm taking the home dog.
Same here,
the best player,
dude.
In the world.
Yes. Yes. I am too. I'm all over this game tonight. This is going to be a $500 game for me tonight.
Aaron Gordon is a game time decision, so maybe wait as long as you can to make that bet, but I would agree with you. Even with him not playing, I still think that's. Aaron Gordon is a big part of this team now.
Yeah.
To be fair.
He is. And
especially
by the
on
way,
the second line, he's out there. That dude. Man, it's so impressive what he's done to his game, to be honest. Like, he's a really good shooter now.
He's
wild.
He's turned his entire game around. The wildest thing to me on DrinkerBrosTickets.com, these tickets are $49 for a Denver playoff game?
Everybody's so high there, they can't find the stadium.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Show some respect.
He shot 43.6 from three this year.
Are you really? Good
By the
him.
Way, if you want to see, if you, there's one reason in particular to watch this game, even if you don't care about the NBA, if you just want it for the lulz, if you watch game one at all, the Clippers, when Russell Westbrook is on the floor, they just don't guard him.
Minus 80.
Yeah.
They just let him. They're like, shoot
He did shoot it, and he burned him in fucking
three,
overtime.
They were real happy with it.
Yeah.
So now, by the way, they've got this thing called, I think it's Real Genius or Genius IQ that maps how many steps away they are from him. Mm. They left him open by 9.6 feet for every single three-pointer. That is 10 full feet. An NBA defender said, shoot that ball.
I mean, that's three full steps.
Yes.
They're just like, go ahead.
That is the highest in the history of the playoffs that somebody has left one man open for a three-point shot, and that's what they did for Russell
Westbrook.
If
you gave me just 1 month in the gym with nothing else to do, I could shoot better than that, 100%.
Ooh, that's tough.
In the game?
Yep,
in the game.
If all you have to do is stand there?
I shot 46% in high school from three. It's not difficult. It's a repetitive motion over and over.
It is repetition.
His problem is not the height out there. It's either
mental
yips or something.
It's mental, yeah.
He was never a great shooter, anyways.
No, but he
shot in the low 30s a couple of years. That's passable. Not for a point guard.
But if
maybe,
somebody gave you three full fucking steps, I mean that's a lot, dude.
You should watch it for Russell Westbrook, regardless, because he's just pure chaos.
Yeah, it is.
He is.
Yeah. Like he also.
By the way, he's the only reason that game went to overtime is because he fucked it all up.
He fucked it all up, and then in overtime, obviously hits a huge three, but also had a huge forced turnover on Harden, I believe, on an inbound play. It's pure
playoff
theater.
Harden versus playoff Westbrook.
Yeah,
it's unstoppable force.
Russell Westbrook is pure theater, like for better or worse. It's worth watching.
People are texting me now about Russell Westbrook, and they're like, dude, it's. Does that guy ever win a title? And I'm like, I don't know.
This is his best chance.
His only chance.
This will be the last chance.
Not because of him.
I know that.
Sit him on the bench.
I mean,
can you think of what people often like to thought experiment? Man, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka. They could have. Steven Adams was on that team.
Yep.
Man, they really could have. Like, nope. None of them have ever won anything.
No.
Got to the finals when they were all like 20.
I know. Yeah. And they never did anything.
Nope.
Maybe never they did need anything. Each other, you know?
Yeah. Well,
put them back together like Captain Planet.
Ibaka won a title, at least.
Yeah, Serge got one.
Did
Serge
he?
Oh, yeah.
One. Oh, yeah.
Toronto,
with Toronto, yeah. Yeah.
I love Serge Ibaka.
And I guess technically Durant got a few.
Well,
you don't count those.
No. I'm a Warriors fan, and you can't. I mean, that's like. The fucking Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals, man.
I there's players that I just don't like. Mm. He's ahead of LeBron for me.
He was the best player on that team, though.
He was.
Yeah,
but
he's
like,
the best player on every team he's ever been on.
He's just been worthless to me. where I'm just, he's not a leader. Don't care. No.
And look, you don't always need to have your best player be the leader, but usually that's the case. And when it's not, your leader who's not the best player turns out to be somebody like Draymond Green,
yep,
who's also going to lose you some games, but with his fucking crazy ass attitude.
I'll always like Kevin Durant because when Twitter was actually Twitter back in like 2011,
he had a burner account talking shit to people.
Not even
everywhere.
That, but he would tweet with his actual name that he would drink Scarlett Johansson's bathwater. I'll always have respect for that.
Yeah. That's fair. I will. Cheers to you. Cheers for you for that. All right, kids. We're going to let you get out of here because these games kick off here very shortly. Going to drop all these bets in Drinking Bros Sports. I might go 500 on this fucking Denver game here. So go to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, and I will drop that bet here in about 5 minutes. But we'll let you get to it. Again, games kick off in 20 minutes. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.